coaches are often defined by wins and losses, but a Bloomington man who became a head coach in the most unlikely of ways at age 21 already has a significant victory to his name. He's defeated cancer twice. GLT's Eric Stock introduces us to Jake Wegner.
Wegner was a senior at Normal Community High School in February of 2015, a few months ahead of graduation, had a bright career in college where he was planning to continue his baseball career. Then his life changed forever.
You know, I just wasn't feeling right one day and stayed home from school for a few days. And then finally went to go get a checkup at my doctor's office. And they originally thought it was like mono because I had a big like bulge in my stomach, but then we did some testing and like an ultrasound, and they knew it was more serious than that, so they sent me to Peoria, the St. Jude Clinic in Peoria, and they found out it was a cancerous tumor in my stomach, and had to have surgery a few days later, and it was a 10-pound tumor the size of a football removed from my abdomen, which they found out to be a neuroblastoma.
So what's going through your mind as the doctor is explaining this to you and your family?
I mean, I was a little more calm probably than my parents were. I'm sure, it's very hard on a parent to hear that about their child. But, I was just staying calm in the moment and wasn't afraid of anything. You know, no thoughts racing through my mind. The only thing that was racing through my mind was, oh, man, I'm going to miss school and my baseball season. That's really what I was thinking about, which in the scheme of things wasn't, the biggest thing to miss out on. But
at your age, people tend to think they're indestructible. They don't think about the long term or their fallibility, I suppose. Is that sort of where you were at?
Right. I really never gotten sick. So hearing the word cancer, you know, that scares you. Because you see it on TV all the time. You can see physical symptoms of people. It can scare you. But in that moment, I wasn't too worried about things. I didn't really know a whole lot in that moment originally.
What kind of prognosis did they give you, or did they know?
Well, the fact that I'd always stay healthy and, work out and play sports, that helps my health. The thing that scared them, my doctors, was that neuroblastoma usually occurs in children 0 to 5 years old, and so getting it at the age of 18 was very rare and very unique. But they had a treatment plan for it, so that's what kept me confident in the fact that I trusted my doctors there at St. Jude, and the fact that they had confidence in the treatment plan for me really kept me calm and my parents calm.
Go ahead, Mitch.
The Bloomington Bobcats play in a wooden bat summer league of college-age players. Despite Wegner's age and his often calm demeanor, Wegner instantly earned the respect of his players, including Garrett Shea, a junior at Illinois Wesleyan University.
It was a little shocking at first. I was like, because I forgot the story, and then it clicked, like, who it was, and like, it was really compelling and, like, inspirational, really, that he's out here doing this, and he's been a really good coach.
Billy Moat played against Wegner back in the seventh grade and later in high school.
It's a different perspective for him, but I was just beyond excited to be a part of it. Having him back, he's patient, he's a great guy, always has been, and obviously he's the strongest guy I know, and he's brought that to the team.
The GM Brown says he looks forward to the day when Wegner will take the field again, not as a coach.
I look forward to hopefully getting to watch him play the outfield as a Bobcat, down the road. I hope that's coming. But in the meantime, we're just focused on winning this league this summer. And I know that's his goal. That's my goal. And, seeing the smile on his face makes it all worthwhile.
So you're saving a roster spot for him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He already has his jersey.
And for Wegner's part, he's not sure when that day will come, but his battle overcoming cancer has taught him a lot about himself.
Two things which kind of relate to each other. One, just how strong I am in my faith, because I just always know that God has a plan for me, and that there was a purpose for me going through all this treatment and enduring this. And then the thing that goes along with that is just finding my perspective, having a great perspective in life. and what is most important. And the most important thing to me is, you know, my health, and I realize that now. And so now little things that maybe used to bother me in the past don't really bother me on a daily basis.
What do you think your purpose is now?
To share the good news of St. Jude and all the good that they do, and help others going through tough times in life, whether it is going through cancer treatments. You know, I've talked with other cancer patients to help them through their treatment, or just other people who are struggling in life. They will reach out to me and ask for advice. And so I found that as one of my purposes for going through all this.
St. Jude covers the cost of all treatment for its patients. I'm Eric Stock.
Wegner has also been helping the coaching staff at Central College with hopes that he'll be able to play college baseball. This is Sound Ideas.